Amazon buys Globalstar for $10.8 billion, moving to expand its satellite internet service. Amazon's decision to acquire Globalstar for $10.8 billion marks the most aggressive vertical integration move in satellite communication since the sector's consolidation began in 2023, transforming what was once a niche defense contractor into a linchpin of commercial space infrastructure. The deal represents more than spectrum acquisition. It's a declaration that terrestrial internet incumbents now view low Earth orbit, LEO, satellite networks as critical industrial assets, not experimental adjacencies. For institutional capital, this validates a thesis we've held since mid-2025. Space-based connectivity infrastructure will see consolidation multiples expand 40-60% above historical comps as hyperscalers compete for orbital capacity. Amazon's move into full ownership of satellite hardware manufacturing and orbital operations infrastructure shifts the company from customer to vertically integrated operator. The $10.8 billion price tag, details of the equity to enterprise value split were not publicly disclosed, signals Amazon's willingness to pay a premium for manufacturing control and spectrum rights rather than continue as a service purchaser dependent on third-party capacity. This follows the same industrial consolidation playbook visible in 2026 private equity activity. Strategic buyers and sponsors alike are acquiring manufacturing and infrastructure assets to capture margin that previously leaked to suppliers. The transaction's timing coincides with accelerated dealmaking in industrial manufacturing, where private equity firms are consolidating fragmented suppliers to serve strategic buyers. GenNX360-backed Horsburgh & Scott recently acquired Franklin Machine & Gear, a Cleveland-based provider of industrial gearing solutions, though financial terms were not disclosed. Separately, Olympus Partners is acquiring a majority stake in Network Connects, continuing the trend of sponsors backing infrastructure and connectivity hardware providers. These parallel moves underscore a broader industrial thesis: strategic buyers will pay outsized premiums for manufacturing assets that reduce supply chain dependencies, and sponsors are positioning portfolio companies as acquisition targets for exactly this reason. Vertical integration as industrial strategy. Amazon's Globalstar acquisition follows a well-worn industrial consolidation pattern: downstream operators acquiring upstream manufacturing to eliminate margin leakage and secure supply. The company's existing Project Kuiper initiative, a planned constellation of over 3,000 satellites, has faced capacity constraints and launch delays, forcing reliance on third-party satellite manufacturers and spectrum allocators. By acquiring Globalstar, Amazon secures not only an operational satellite network but also manufacturing facilities, spectrum licenses, and ground station infrastructure that would have cost billions in years to replicate organically. The $10.8 billion valuation likely reflects a premium to Globalstar's standalone enterprise value, given the company's historical challenges achieving profitability and its relatively modest subscriber base compared to competitors like SpaceX's Starlink. However, Amazon is not buying Globalstar for its current revenue, it's buying manufacturing capacity, orbital slots, and spectrum rights. This mirrors the strategic rationale behind Honeywell's selection by Petrobras for a new sustainable aviation fuel project at Petrobras Replan Refinery in Sao Paulo, where the deal centered on process technology and production capacity rather than current output. Honeywell UOP's ethanol-to-jet process technology will enable Petrobras to produce up to 10,000 barrels per day of sustainable aviation fuel, representing the first large-scale ethanol-to-jet initiative in Latin America. The parallel is instructive. Both Amazon and Petrobras are acquiring technology platforms and production infrastructure to internalize capabilities that were previously outsourced. For Amazon, vertical integration into satellite manufacturing reduces dependency on launch providers and equipment vendors, compresses lead times, and captures margin that would otherwise flow to suppliers. The company can now optimize satellite design specifically for its connectivity use cases, whether supporting AWS edge computing, rural broadband delivery, or IoT networks, without negotiating specifications with third-party manufacturers. This is Industrial Strategy 101, control the supply chain or pay rent to those who do. Implications for space infrastructure multiples. The Globalstar acquisition resets valuation benchmarks for satellite communications assets. Historically, satellite operators traded at modest multiples due to high capital intensity, regulatory risk, and uncertain demand. SpaceX's Starlink, despite remaining private, has been rumored to command valuations north of $100 billion in secondary markets, though precise figures remain speculative. Amazon's $10.8 billion outlay for Globalstar, a company with a fraction of Starlink's subscriber base, suggests strategic buyers will pay significant premiums for existing orbital infrastructure rather than endure the time and regulatory friction of building from scratch. This dynamic creates opportunity for private equity sponsors with assets in adjacent manufacturing or connectivity infrastructure. The Gen NX360 backed Horsburgh and Scott acquisition of Franklin Machine and Gear, while focused on industrial gearing rather than satellite hardware, reflects the same underlying thesis: fragmented manufacturing suppliers serving large strategic buyers are consolidation targets. Sponsors that can aggregate capability, streamline production, and position assets as acquisition targets for vertically integrating hyperscalers or industrial stand to capture premium exits. The challenge for institutional capital is identifying which manufacturing and infrastructure assets sit in the path of strategic consolidation. Amazon's move suggests that any company involved in satellite component manufacturing, ground station infrastructure, or spectrum management could see inbound interest from hyperscalers seeking to replicate Amazon's vertical integration playbook. The risk is overpaying for assets that lack differentiated technology or regulatory moats. Globalstar's value lies as much in its spectrum licenses and orbital slots as in its hardware. Capital allocation in the LEO ecosystem. Amazon's $10.8 billion commitment to Globalstar reflects a broader capital reallocation trend. Hyperscalers are shifting from R&D partnerships to outright acquisitions of hard infrastructure. This mirrors the trajectory of cloud computing in the 2010s, when Amazon, Microsoft, and Google transitioned from leasing data center capacity to owning and operating their own facilities. The satellite sector is following the same arc, with ownership economics improving as launch costs decline and satellite lifespans extend. For institutional investors, the question is where adjacent opportunities exist. Satellite manufacturing supply chains, companies producing solar arrays, propulsion systems, ground station hardware, represent natural acquisition targets for sponsors seeking to position assets for strategic exits. The Olympus Partners acquisition of Network Connects, a connectivity infrastructure provider, signals that sponsors recognize the value of owning picks and shovels businesses serving the space economy. The analogy to Petrobras' selection of Honeywell technology for sustainable aviation fuel production is apt. Both deals reflect strategic buyers and operators choosing to lock in proprietary access to production technology rather than relying on merchant suppliers. The risk is that Amazon's vertical integration compresses margins for independent satellite manufacturers and component suppliers who lose a major potential customer. If other hyperscalers, Microsoft, Google, Meta, follow Amazon's lead and acquire satellite operators rather than contracting for services, the addressable market for independent satellite companies shrinks. This dynamic favors private equity sponsors that can quickly consolidate fragmented suppliers and position them as acquisition targets before the window closes. The Plaquemines view: Amazon's $10.8 billion Globalstar acquisition is not an isolated event, it's a signal that the industrial consolidation playbook has reached the space sector. We see three second-order implications institutional capital should act on now. First, vertical integration premiums will compress independent satellite operators' multiples while inflating component manufacturers' valuations. Amazon's move validates that hyperscalers will pay premiums for existing orbital infrastructure, but it also reduces the pool of buyers for independent operators. The remaining independent players, Iridium, Intelsat, SES, become either acquisition targets or structurally disadvantaged competitors. Meanwhile, component manufacturers and technology providers that enable satellite production, propulsion, solar arrays, ground infrastructure, become more valuable as hyperscalers race to internalize capabilities. Sponsors should prioritize manufacturing and hard infrastructure assets over service layer plays. Second, the LEO buildout is entering a CapEx surge that will strain supply chains and create arbitrage opportunities. Amazon's Kuiper, Starlink's expansion, OneWeb, and now other hyperscalers entering the fray will collectively deploy tens of thousands of satellites over the next 5 years. Launch capacity, component supply, and ground station infrastructure will face bottlenecks. We see opportunity in companies that alleviate these bottlenecks: launch service providers, satellite component manufacturers, and ground station operators. The Horsburgh and Scott acquisition of Franklin Machine and Gear, though focused on industrial gearing, exemplifies the type of capability-focused mergers and acquisitions that will define the space supply chain. Sponsors that position manufacturing assets as critical enablers of LEO deployment can command strategic premiums. Third, regulatory and spectrum assets are undervalued relative to hardware. Globalstar's spectrum licenses and orbital slot allocations are arguably more valuable than its physical satellites, which have finite lifespans. The regulatory complexity of acquiring spectrum and navigating international frequency coordination creates a moat that hardware alone cannot replicate. Institutional investors should evaluate satellite operators not just on subscriber counts or revenue, but on spectrum holdings and regulatory positioning. Companies with underutilized spectrum or orbital rights are logical acquisition targets for hyperscalers seeking to bypass regulatory cues. The industrial consolidation thesis extends beyond satellites. Any sector where strategic buyers are vertically integrating to reduce supply chain risk, sustainable fuels, connectivity hardware, specialized manufacturing, offers similar dynamics. Petrobras' selection of Honeywell for sustainable aviation fuel production, targeting up to 10,000 barrels per day at the replant refinery, reflects the same logic. Strategic operators are locking in proprietary access to production technology and capacity. Sponsors that identify fragmented suppliers serving these vertically integrating buyers can replicate the playbook. The bottom line: Amazon's $10.8 billion acquisition of Globalstar transforms satellite infrastructure from a speculative adjacency into a validated industrial asset class. Institutional capital should view this as the starting gun for a consolidation wave spanning satellite manufacturing, component supply, and spectrum assets. The sponsors that move first, aggregating manufacturing capability, positioning assets as acquisition targets, and securing exposure to regulatory moats, will capture the premium exits. The window is narrow. Once hyperscalers internalize production, the addressable market for independent suppliers contracts. The LEO gold rush is on, but the real value lies not in the satellites themselves, but in the picks and shovels that enable their deployment. Position accordingly.